This Finding Hidden Treasure minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. The following is an excerpt from a sermon entitled The Excellency of Christ, delivered by the 18th century American pastor and theologian Jonathan Edwards. There do meet in the person of Christ such really diverse excellencies, which otherwise would have been thought utterly incompatible in the same subject, such as are conjoined in no other person whatever, either divine, human, or angelical, and such as neither men nor angels would ever have imagined could have met together in the same person had it not been seen in the person of Christ. I would give some instances. Number one, in the person of Christ do meet together infinite glory and lowest humility. Infinite glory and the virtue of humility meet in no other person but Christ. They meet in no created person, for no created person has infinite glory, and they meet in no other divine person but Christ. For though the divine nature be infinitely abhorrent to pride, yet humility is not properly predicable of God the Father and the Holy Ghost, that exist only in the divine nature, because it is the proper excellency only of a creatured nature, for it consists radically in a sense of a comparative lowness and littleness before God, or the great distance between God and the subject of this virtue. But it would be a contradiction to suppose any such thing in God. But in Jesus Christ, who is both God and man, these two diverse excellencies are sweetly united, infinitely exalted in glory and dignity. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. There is equal honor due to him with the Father. John chapter 5, verse 23, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. God himself says to him, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. It's Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. And there is the same supreme respect and divine worship paid to him by the angels of heaven as to God the Father. Verse 6, let all the angels of God worship him. But however he is thus above all, yet he is lowest of all in humility. There never was so great an instance of this virtue among either men or angels as Jesus. None ever was so sensible of the distance between God and him, or had a heart so lowly before God as the man Christ Jesus. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29. What a wonderful spirit of humility appeared in him when he was here upon earth, in all his behavior, in his contentment, in his mean outward condition, contentedly living in the family of Joseph the carpenter and Mary his mother for 30 years together, and afterwards choosing outward meanness, poverty, and contempt rather than earthly greatness, in his washing his disciples' feet, and in all his speeches and deportment towards them, in his cheerfully sustaining the form of a servant through his life, and submitting to such immense humiliation at death. This minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. Like us on Facebook at Restoring the Core. Email your comments to us at mail@restoringthecore.com. Thank you for listening.